Luke.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in Texas, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So, as of right now, are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I may help you.
Oh, all right. Well, we're conducting an opinion survey. So, as of right now, are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Yes. In which state do you currently live in?
Texas.
Texas, all right. In which county in Texas do you currently live in?
Cameron.
Cameron, all right, thank you. So of all personal telephone calls you receive, do you get most of them on, like, a regular phone, a home phone, or on a cell phone?
Cell phone.
Or do you get cell phone? All right. So are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
All right, perfect. So are you or is anyone in your household of any, are they employed by, like, any newspapers, televisions, radio stations, political parties, or any candidates for political office?
No.
Nope. All right. So just to ensure we have a representative sample, would you mind sharing what year you were born in?
72.
1972. All right. All right. So would you mind sharing what is your race?
My race is white.
White. All right. Thank you. So what is the last grade of school you have completed?
Ninth.
All right. So thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Do you have a seriously disapprove part? Because that's where I'm at.
Yeah, so would you say you strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
All right. So if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? Would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
I would vote for the Republican.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. So now I'm going to read you the names of some people, and I would like if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion about them or have, like, never heard of them, you can also mention that. So
okay. The
first person is Donald Trump.
I've heard of him, and I have a very high opinion of him.
All right. Very favorable.
Yes.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
I've heard of him, and I dislike him. Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Myra Flores?
I know her, and very favorable.
Kamala Harris?
I know her, and very unfavorable.
And Vicente Gonzalez?
Whom?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Oh, neither or.
All right, so would you say no opinion then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested, and a 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Very interested.
Very interested. So a 10 then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Trump.
Trump, all right. So if the elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for who would you vote for? For Colin Allred, the Democrat, or Ted Cruz, the Republican?
Ted Cruz, the Republican.
Ted Cruz, all right. So if the elections for U.S. Congress are being held today, for who would you vote for? For Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, the Republican?
Myra.
Myra, would that be, like, definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely Myra Flores, all right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or something else, like independent?
Conservative. Well, Republican.
All right. So would you say you're very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. All right. So, and would you say you're a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong Republican. All right. So how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say you're well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class, working class.
working class, all right. So back in the 2020 elections for president, for who did he vote for?
Trump.
Trump, all right. Trump, all right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Likewise. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.